Now we're live.
It was funny because
I see the stream now.
No, what was weird was I think when we started the fake, it like didn't really happen broadcast. I think I opened it by saying you were like, "We're back." I was like, "Are we really back?" That's weird, right?
Yeah.
I didn't look at the stream to ensure that we were or weren't, but it was weird. And my instinct was, "Are we really back?"
Uh-huh.
And we weren't back.
We weren't. No.
We weren't even close to back.
So for the people who were confused and why we're late is because we had like a duplicate stream. But I scheduled it for March 31st. But for some reason, it ran that one instead of today. So
really I'm just going to say it in
simple. And we had a great conversation.
I'm going to say it in simple terms. Willie Lou was off his game.
Yeah.
A couple of days off. Lou is sick, and Willie Do
Lee. Like, where am I?
He lost his touch.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm rusty.
It's instantly. Crazy how that works, man. You know, you
after a day or two, dude, the repetition, it's real.
They say you don't if you don't use it, what happens?
Definitely lose it.
You lose it, don't you?
Yeah.
You don't use it, you lose it.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta stay in practice. That's why they call like. It's always a practice. You're even you're a lawyer. You're practicing law. It's like, wait a sec. You're still practicing?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah, I'm practicing.
Yeah.
I'm practicing.
Like, yeah.
I'm about to go to the dojo and practice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't want any WD-40.
Like, you're always practicing. Like, when is it not practice? I mean, I realize there's a game, and obviously there's a famous Allen Iverson quote talking about practice. But what's funny about that is you're still practicing in the game.
Yeah.
And in some ways, you're actually practicing more in the game than you're practicing in practice. Because what you're practicing in the game is that game speed.
Yeah, you kind of just do the job. But practicing leads to maybe experimentation, making mistakes, failing. Learning from it.
I'm just saying game practice is instant feedback and feedback at game difficulty.
Sure.
It's like when you have a video game and there's like a practice mode in it.
Uh-huh.
A firing range. It's like, how much better can you really get in there? At some point, you have to practice the game.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For and the elite of the elite.
Each contest, as you scale up, just becomes more intense practice and experience for some next contest. Like for me, in the game I'm playing, I'm scared of even playing competitive, right? Because I'm like, okay, I'm still practicing.
Yeah.
But then somebody's just playing and then there's actual competitions. Never mind, like, in your bedroom, competitive. I'm competitive. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
There's levels to
it.
Yeah. At which point it feels it's all building towards, at which point it's no longer practice, but maybe it's always practice. Mm. Probably always is practice.
Mm-hmm.
Till you're dead. You're probably practicing till you're dead.
Yeah. What was it, 10,000 hours?
I think you might be practicing till you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're
so back. I was dead.
Back.
Speaking of dead, I was dead. I'm back from the dead.
Uh-huh.
I will die again, but right now I'm back from the dead.
Okay.
And I don't know. I was laying around and I was like, damn, nobody wants to hear from me right now, the way I was sounding.
So it was your voice that was mainly dead?
Well, it's not just a voice. It's, you know, you're feeling like crap and... You might be able to battle through the voice if anybody else was willing to battle with you, but it's also just you're feeling like crap and you just don't have a lot of value to add.
Yeah, the feeling, the crapness.
Yeah, you're just not in a position really to be putting anyone else through that. Mm. Like, hey, want me to put you through that too? No, nobody's signing up for that.
Mm-hmm.
So I took myself out. I'm out of the game for a couple days.
So you stayed in your room?
Well, to whatever extent I wish it was that simple, Will. I wish it was that
simple.
Did you
go out during the weekend?
Well, I mean, I had to. It was tournaments and, yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, okay.
You got to, shit, dude. What life are you talking about? Not mine. You're not talking about my life. I don't know who's
the world up. Still turns, eh?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, it does. It's just that I don't have to talk as much.
That's true.
I get to just, you know. It's funny, though, about talking, because it's like people might perceive, they perceive it the wrong way. Like, if you're not being talkative because your voice is shot or you're dying of whatever sickness you have, it doesn't get perceived. It's perceived like, oh, what's up with this guy? Not having a good time, not having fun. Like, it happens to me. Yeah. Like, I just shot a video in the back, and I'm like, oh, my voice is a little bit off. And then the top comment is like, he doesn't like doing this anymore. Look how bored he is.
Oh.
Try it again with more enthusiasm. Yeah. Like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Do I look like Johnny Bravo? Is that what I look like? Johnny Bravo?
Are your kids watching that right now?
No, not at all. I don't know why it popped into my head. It's just when I did that voice, I just envisioned Johnny Bravo.
Right, right.
And, but this is more your era. These people don't know what we're talking about. That's your era.
Yeah. Him and Dexter, I feel like those two cartoons were in the same era and were good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Where was the AI version of me in the meantime? You know?
Uh-huh.
I kept logging on. I was like, let me see what Willie Doo's cooking up.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything getting cooked. Well,
I had a nice music stream going on.
Did you?
I
really?
Was hoping you would come back on Friday, but then you were still AFK.
So you're saying that had I not come back on Friday, you start cooking something up.
Maybe.
You start cooking a stew.
Yeah.
What would it be? You just run this baby right here?
Well, people want Mo to be on the show.
Oh, it would be you and Mo.
So maybe Mo can present maybe Mo can be you.
So Mo is me and you are you. You know, Mo's not going to sign up to be me. You realize that? What are you, nuts? He had the same reaction you had.
Yeah, yeah.
I was thinking, I'm not saying that you would have run the show the same way. I'm saying you would have cooked something up. I don't know what.
Yeah, I've thought about that.
Go ahead, Mo.
You know, maybe just like hang out with the chat, talking. Go ahead, yeah. You know, nothing crazy.
Just
nothing
bonkers. Just ease. Ease
yeah,
some
like
of
a
the
nice
concern. You just be like, look, here's what's going on.
I could be a DJ.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
He's dead, but I'm
the
still
ones
here.
Ones and twos.
How long could you do that for, though?
I don't know. For like one song. One
remember the other day I go to the bathroom? I'm like, oh, just chat to the people for a second. I come back 47 seconds later and he's like, I'm on break. We're on a break.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We took a break.
I don't know what it is, like with the cameras just pointed at me alone. Poop in my pants. What is happening?
That cup better be empty. You don't want to be alone on the camera. The camera's fine.
Running the show, no.
The camera is fine, but you don't want to be alone. Just you and the camera.
Yeah.
Hey there, camera.
It's a lot.
Just you and the camera alone.
I need a diaper.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're not alone. The people, they relate. They relate, man.
Yeah.
And that's fine. This is the dynamic. This is the dynamic.
Yeah.
So you got a whole show going on?
I think so. There's like a buildup.
Oh, but, you've got a buildup?
Well, the show. There's a lot of stories. Pretty entertaining ones, I would guess.
So you have a good show for us today.
A decent one.
Oh, wow. I can get into that. I'm happy about that. I think the people deserve it after this long layoff.
Uh-huh, yeah.
What do we have to start with? iPhone 15 Pro low energy chip to allow solid state buttons to work when the device is off or out of battery. Well, yeah. I mean, that would be necessary, right? When the device is off, how are you going to turn it back on? Well, with your solid state. The iPhone 15 Pro and Pro Max will use a new ultra-low energy microprocessor, allowing certain features like the new capacitive solid-state buttons to remain functional even when the handset is powered off or the battery has run out, according to a source that has shared details. People were probably concerned about this. I can imagine. You have people seeing these developments with the buttons, and they say, well, wait, what about reliability? What about different circumstances? All these technological advancements. You know, I got people, after all the car theft problems, I got people saying, I use this little thing called a key to start my car. Yeah, it works pretty good.
Just dangling in front of your
works
face.
Pretty good. Yeah. And people don't steal. It takes them a little longer. Yeah, I know they tend to prefer a little push button start, don't they? Those thieves. Same thing here. People say, yeah, new technology is great and all that, but what are the potential drawbacks? And so you sit there and you think, well, what about like a button or a switch in the situation like this where maybe you've lost power, completely dead battery? Last year, let's see. Okay, according to an anonymous source, the new microprocessor will replace Apple's current super low energy mode that allows an iPhone to be located via Find My after it has been powered off for up to 24 hours. The key part there is 24 hours because it's not, you can't do that forever. It enables Apple Pay Express mode to be used for up to 5 hours after the batteries run out. That's another thing people worry about because they don't carry the wallet anymore. They're paying for things with the phone and then the battery runs out and they can't all of a sudden get a, I don't know, bus ticket or. My daughter started watching a lot of Lorax, the Lorax movie.
Oh, okay.
How bad can I be? It's the he's chopping all the trees down. You know.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, "Hey," he's like, "Get out of my face!" Just getting bigger and bigger.
Is that how it worked?
You never read The Lorax?
I have not.
Talking about Dr. Seuss here.
Yeah.
Guys.
That's the one I skipped.
Been around.
Yeah.
Well, I got this song stuck in my head now because of that.
Okay.
Because you know how they do it with those children's songs? Oh, they cut right through like a knife.
Uh-huh.
They cut right into the psyche. And they sit there. How bad can I be?
Was it nostalgic for you?
No, I never watched it before.
Oh, okay.
No nostalgia involved. The source also claims that the new low-energy capacitive features are currently being tested with and without haptic engine feedback while powered off, but not while the battery is dead. The man inside Apple has seen two functional versions of the rumored new unified volume button in testing, including one where the volume goes up, down, faster, depending on the amount of force used when pressed. And another where the volume can be adjusted by swiping up and down on the button with a finger. So it's going to be all types of, you can picture the promo videos. Volume has never been so exciting.
Yeah.
They don't use that voice. I wish they did use that voice.
Uh-huh.
Volume has never been this exciting.
Sounds like Duke Nukem.
Volume has never been this exciting. This holiday season, volume has never been this exciting. This summer, theater near you. Customized for case and glove users. What do you do with the case? You got the solid state button. What are cases going to look like? What do I got to do? Dig in there? I don't get a clickety-clack now. Well, I get a buzz that feels like a click, like the trackpad. But how do I do the case around it? Or what do I do with the gloves? Do I get the feedback I need? You ever go ahead and try and use a trackpad with a glove on? You having fun? I didn't think
possible.
So. I didn't think you were having fun. But apparently they're going to figure it out, right? They're going to say, tune it up. Solid-state capacitive buttons are expected to be exclusive to 15 Pro models this year, and the standard iPhone 15 models will retain the traditional button mechanism as seen on previous iPhone models. iPhone 15 Pro is also expected to support a new customizable action button. Action. You know what they got that from, right? Action will cost you money. You want an action button? You better pay for it.
Oh.
And the reason we know that is because of the ultra designation is the current only action button. There goes Jack. Here he goes. There he goes. Watch him go. Give us the wide on it. And he's flying past. Here he goes. There he is. And you know he has his sidekick companion with him right at his heels. Watch him go. There he goes. Oh, baby.
Into the darkness.
Into the void. And he just, he's got, look, man, he's a busy guy. He's just A to B. There's stuff going on. You've got to get from there to there, and this is the bottom line.
Well.
So you're big on this solid state button. You're loving the solid state.
If it's done like the Magic Trackpad, I think it's really a good implementation. We haven't really gotten a power button upgrade for phones. Other than maybe like the fingerprint sensor on the power button, I think it's due for an upgrade. The solid state button.
This is a big deal for you.
I like it. I'm a big fan.
This is a game changer for you.
I might switch to the iPhone, actually.
This is a game changer for you. Apple still plans to announce AR/VR headset at WWDC despite recent uncertainty. Yeah, I was like, I'm going to do it. You're not going to do it. It's got to be fabric. It's got to be light. Developers. Apple still plans to announce it. And WWDC would be the place to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's on June 5th. And this comes from Mark Gurman. He says they will unveil the headset's XROS operating system. By the way, this image is just a mock-up, but it's Apple-esque. It looks like a pair of AirPods Max.
It does, right?
For your face.
Yeah.
The showcase at WWDC, the Worldwide Developers Conference, will likely include the headset itself, but also its onboard XROS accompanying services, and perhaps most critically, a software development kit and platform that'll let developers write new types of apps. New types of apps, that's important. Whose AR, VR world are you going to live in? Which condo development is right for you? Would you like to go live with Mark? Would you like to go live with Tim? What about Jeff? What about, who am I missing? I don't know. Who wants you in their meta? Who needs you in there? They'll all take you. Probably Epic will want you at some point.
Is there one that you would want to belong in?
The retirement community that I would want to belong in? Yeah. Del Boca Vista. You know what? It's going to get to that point, Will. That's what's going to happen. We're going to be paying for digital assets. It's going to be like, the richness and the opportunities and the experiences inside of our retirement community, except it's just a headset. Mm. Or it's just a piece of software for a headset, and you pay this premium or subscription fee for it. And all your friends happen to be in there, and so do your pickleball courts. And it's going to be like, hey, man, it's time for you to check out. You are done. Put the headset on, lay down, forget about it. You got health problems to think about.
Uh-huh.
You better sit your ass down. Yeah, that's right, Will.
Well, I mean.
You know, it's a funny. It's
hopefully
a,
it doesn't come to that case.
I've been at this hockey tournament, close out the hockey season. And you hear different funny sayings.
Mm-hmm.
You get like funny sayings as far as like parents get involved and
a couple zingers,
kids themselves. And it's just, I don't know. There's like sayings that somehow exist in these environments and they're funny. Some of them are funny.
Mm-hmm. Give me one.
Okay, well, this is the one that stands out to me from this past weekend. Get your head out of your ass. it's just like you try to picture it. I'm sure you've heard it before.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
What is it? It's not a good place for your head.
No, it's stinky.
You better get your head out of there because it's not a good place for your head.
No.
You need to consider where you'll be putting your head.
It's a risk of infection.
And you're not going to want to be putting it there.
Yeah. You don't want an ear infection.
So you get it out, and all of a sudden, now you're capable. You can do what you got to do.
A clear head.
You can do what you got to do in the game and for the entire weekend and possibly for life because you now have removed your head from your own ass, which apparently is captivating for a lot of people who...
not someone else's.
Who, according to the dialogue, apparently a lot of people are, that's what they're doing.
Yeah.
No. People say that.
The risk of pink eye.
So people say, no, that's not the point of saying, Lou. Yeah, I know that. I know
Take
that.
Take it literal.
We're going on a ride here. Yeah. Welcome to the ride. Mm-hmm. Welcome to your new retirement community.
Fasten up.
It's called Sierra Magenta. And this is where you'll be for the rest of your waking hours. Oh. And it'll be a constant buffet of experience.
The oasis.
And you'll... existing outside of this realm will feel drab and bland and pointless and meaningless. Meaning is only to be found inside of Sierra Magenta. Come for a visit. And will it be interoperable? Will I be able to visit your retirement community because you chose to be with Sierra Azure?
That sounds like the Microsoft one.
Yeah, I know. I'm just stealing here and there. I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad.
It's going. I'm thinking. Unreal. It's going to be Unreal Engine. Mm-hmm. It's just you and Unreal Engine and deepfakes and AI. And no one's going to be crazy enough to play pickleball in real life. Imagine the injuries.
Yeah, that's too risky.
Imagine the danger. Mm-hmm. Apple's going to sell the whole world a headset. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Netflix appears to be working to bring games to TV with the iPhone as your controller. The iPhone. Which they'll never say at Apple. They'll never say the iPhone. You know what they say, right, Will?
They say iPhone, right? Just iPhone?
You know what's wonderful about iPhone?
Yeah.
Is the way that people use iPhone. And the way that people love iPhone. And all the different environments in which iPhone has made a change. And they do the same with iPad. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the medical professionals, and what they do with iPad, is they really love iPad. They don't need the. It's bigger than the. Mm-hmm. It's really amazing what people are doing with iPad.
Yeah. It's like a buddy at some point. It's like a friend. You're on a roll today, bud.
No, because it goes deeper, man. Like, I've actually had interactions where I've tried to coerce the. Like, I just want to hear it once. I want to hear them slip up and say the.
They're not going to slip.
No, they're not going to slip.
They rehearsed it a billion times.
They're not going to slip up. Like, there must have been a goddamn meeting in which they stated there is no the.
It's the first thing that happens when you come into Apple. Like, no the's.
No the. All right. You don't you dare put a the in front of our products. Our products are bigger than the.
Tim Cook will smack you.
Our products will never be described as the.
He'll kick you in the shins.
Maybe the, but not the. Uh-huh. You want to go to the, we'll think about it. Uh-huh. It's really amazing to see the way that our customers are using iPad.
Yeah. The shake. The nod.
Netflix is working on a new feature that could bring its mobile games to the TV. Based on code hidden within Netflix's iOS app, the company may allow iPhones to be used as video game controllers. The code was discovered by app developer Steve Moser and reported on Bloomberg. One line of code says, a game on your TV needs a controller to play. Do you want to use this phone as a game controller? That's cool. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's already there. It's in your pocket. You get the prompt. There used to be an app where your phone could become a controller for Apple TV. It would just replace, because those things were so easy to lose. They got rid of that app. And the controller for Apple TV kept getting bigger as a consequence. But it actually just had up, down, back, forth, whatever. It was like a...
Yeah.
Maybe they brought it back in a new format, but it was not very intuitive once upon a time. It was kind of a little wonky.
And you got to bring up the app every single time you want to control the volume or something, right? But at least it's there.
No, yeah. As a replacement, when you was trying to search out some of those versions of Apple TV remotes were just tiny, so losable.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit better now. You used to have to put like a neon case on one of those things to try to.
Mm-hmm.
But this is cool because, well, you try to think about which type of games you can play and the limitations. Obviously, a dedicated controller is better than your phone, but your phone's already sitting there and a dedicated controller might not be.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see a future in which companies like Netflix could actually put out their own controller or enable controllers like Microsoft's controller or Sony's controller, similar to what Tesla did in their vehicle.
Since their big push is gaming now.
Since Netflix entered the mobile gaming space in 2021, the company has released more than 55 titles ranging from original titles based on IP like Stranger Things and The Queen's Gambit to popular games such as Heads Up, Vikings, Valhalla, Valiant Hearts, and Country Friends, among others. Netflix recently announced in 2023 a slate of mobile games which includes 40 titles like Mighty Quest, Rogue Palace, 70 games in development. Next year, subscribers will get access to the popular puzzle games Monument Valley 1 and Monument Valley 2. They want the gaming. They said, oh, God, I don't know. What can we do to keep you guys here? I mean, we just want 20 a month. Can you give us 20 a month? We'll give you a couple games. Can we cut a deal here?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll have a controller. I'll tell you what, if they put out a Netflix controller, I'll look at it.
Yeah, do it.
I'll look at it.
Uh-huh.
I'll take a peek, whatever. Make a video.
Uh-huh.
Looking at you, Netflix. I'll do it. I recommend it, actually. Even if you just got to rebrand something. You just take a...
Stadia Netflix?
I don't know. Just take a Microsoft controller and do a... Put a skin on it. Make it red. Ooh, it's a Netflix controller.
A little bit of...
Shut up. Enough already with this phone. I normally have Do Not Disturb on. Apparently, it's the only way.
With the headphones, it sounds like squeaking.
Yeah, it's meant to be the most obnoxious sound possible.
Oh, gotcha.
So I either do one of two things. I either notice it or turn it off completely, depending on what I'm looking for. Which is usually turn it off completely.
Yeah.
A reminder, please turn me off completely. I'm obnoxious. Ah, sure. No problem.
Yeah.
Oscars are considering a rule change to lock out Apple and Netflix, not playing enough ball. I don't know how well that's going to work. We were talking about this the other day. We were like, I don't even know these movies.
Coda.
Trying to figure out how old I was.
Uh-huh.
Trying to figure out like if I'm out of touch or whatever it is, which I'm sure I am, but it might not have to do with age. It might be voluntary out of touchness. I may have just selected other things other than touch, or maybe nobody's in touch. In the future, I don't think anyone's in touch. Because there is no agreed upon culture that everybody dips into. Instead, it's
all fringe groups.
Everybody got their own dip.
Dip?
Yeah, they got their
is
own
that a
dip.
New thing?
Well, I don't know. Did you go?
I always often refer to it as click.
No dip. Didn't you go? Did you go to Chick-fil-A or no?
No, I actually haven't.
You didn't go?
I haven't tried, no.
Why didn't you go?
I would like to.
I mean, just go.
I should, yeah.
Well, you just go there, and then you leave. You go there, then you leave. It's really not that big of a deal. I mean, you don't have to go.
Oh, dude, I...
But the thing is, here, let me just explain something to you about this, okay? It's a very unusual...
There's a lot of detours and so many questions. But anyways, go do your thing.
Are you yelling at me right now?
No. There was a lot.
Listen, man, if you want to go a different direction, that's fine with me.
I had the whole, like, chicken thing in my head. And I want to talk about that. And then there was, like, the whole dip versus click thing.
No,
you're talking about.
Well, you know, dude, you know I'm dancing. You know,
I'm going, dude. I'm slow. I'm trying to follow you.
Like the wave is coming, right?
Yeah.
You got the surfboard there.
You
got to jump on that wave.
I'm trying.
That wave's going to crash into you. It's going to fracture your skull. You got to jump on that. Jump on that wave. Mm-hmm. Right? Path of least resistance over there.
Yeah.
Jump on that wave.
I'm rusty, remember?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you about dips. Chick-fil-A's a weird situation.
Why?
From the jump. Because to get one of these franchises doesn't cost you nearly what it costs you other franchises. They just take a bigger piece down the road.
Okay.
Unusual type of situation, how you encounter one of these things. And they obviously are making this big push into Canada right now.
Uh-huh.
Canada. You ever heard of Canada?
Look at Otis. He's just like looking at you.
And one of the things about it, and also their thing with Sunday, they're like, nope, we don't care. Yeah. That's it. And then it's funny, you're on the highway and it'd be like, they let you know on the highway they're not open on Sunday. Like we're not open on Sunday and we like it.
Mm. Yeah, they're very adamant about that because of religion.
They're like, we're closed on Sunday.
And tradition.
Maybe you should think about being closed on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, or it's just completely functional. And they're like, if you're going to pull off the highway on a Sunday, just be aware. Mm-hmm. There's no point to it because we're closed. But that's not where it ends with the unorthodox. Like, they got this very simple menu as well.
They do, yeah.
It's an extremely simple menu. And there's no sauce on the sandwich. Sauces are talked about later and separately. And on an individual basis. Mm-hmm. And it's just buckets of sauces. I'm talking little individual sauces, and there's a dozen.
Okay.
I don't know if it's actually a dozen or not. And this is what I'm saying, is this is what it is now. There's no uniform culture over there, as you understand. It's you live in zesty Buffalo land. And the other guy's over on sweet Sriracha Island.
In your chicken.
No, never mind the chicken, Will. This is just the path we needed to take to get here.
Okay, yeah.
Never mind the chicken.
All right.
It's where we started about these alternate realities in which there's limited crossover, in which I don't know who won the Oscar. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Don't you remember where we started?
Yeah.
Making a point. I don't know about your coda, but you want to kick off Apple TV Plus and you want to kick off Netflix, and I'm not going to know even more. What are you laughing at?
You just make an effort to not know more.
I'm going to not know more. Listen, that's the landscape right now. It's an abundance of information. It's 57 sauces. I can't know all this stuff.
But it's like you don't even like...
I can't know all this stuff.
Try or put the effort. You go the opposite way.
How are you... You're going to go to Chick-fil-A and you're going to
pick... In some places, I feel you.
Hang on a second. You're going to go to Chick-fil-A and you're going to pick a sauce and you're going to like it. And you're going to next time be like, I don't know, maybe I should just get the same sauce.
Because
I liked it last time.
Yeah. And that was a good experience. So I don't want to ruin my experience by choosing another one.
How many times? Alternatively, you could get the different sauce every single time. But I want to meet those people. I'm curious about that. And then also,
there are people like that, you know.
No, I know there's people like that. But also, you need to, in those circumstances, know you're going to go enough to actually complete that task. And that's not me as well. It's not going to happen. Like, how many times am I going to go to Chick-fil-A before this point now before I die? It's not as many as you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be probably a dozen times total and I'm dead. Mm-hmm. And what is going to happen in those dozen times? Am I going to try every single... I'm not even going to remember with the gaps in between the different times in which I visit. And it's no different over here in the content landscape. Like, there's me watching Coda. There's me not watching Coda. There's me watching Netflix, not watching Netflix, Apple TV Plus. And then there's me maybe possibly once a year going to the movie theater. Mm. maybe twice a year, max for the rest of my life.
Uh-huh.
There's nothing that's going to change in that scenario. And as we each continue to swim in our own dipping sauces, how do we give awards for anything that everyone's supposed to agree on? Best picture for who? By who? For what? Best, get on my face, best picture. Best picture. There's the best picture.
Oh.
For who? For these? For who? For us? Mm-hmm. For Otis? It's a group of people sitting in a room. What are they?
Uh-huh.
The Academy. What? The Academy.
Very prestigious.
The Academy.
Don't mess with them.
I'm sorry. I apologize, Academy. I'm so, I can't believe I spoke about you that way. I can't believe it. I don't know. It's all weird. All of it. Those type of awards. Mm-hmm. Even here on the internet, they'd be like, you know, the streamy shorty is coming up. The short streamies.
The streamies. I totally forgot about
that. Get your votes in.
Yeah.
At least in their case, they try to make it like, get your votes in, but they're like, are you actually gonna, how do you...
Well, in that case, the people vote, right? In this case, it's the Academy, so it's a bit weird.
Vote. Yeah. I don't know. What can I do? At present, a film can be entered for Best Picture if it had a week in any movie theater, in any one of the six key markets. LA, New York, San Francisco, Chicago, Miami, or Atlanta. God, I don't, it's so, the whole thing is just really goofy to me. I don't. Best picture, you got to go to a movie theater, cut a deal with a national movie theater chain, or find a movie theater to show it. Does it matter if anyone's in there? Does it matter how many people saw it in that format? You can't watch it on your phone. The best picture can't be on your phone. Best picture's got to be. I don't know about the future of this stuff. It's a big, big pageant.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah. Elon Musk and tech leaders urge a pause in the AI boom, citing profound risks. Profound. They're calling for a halt in development of AI systems more advanced than GPT-4. For at least 6 months. I'll give it 6 months.
Let's delay it.
Give me
six months.
Give me 6 months to catch up so I can give you Elon GPT-4. Mm. Pause for a while. He's going to solve everything. $5 check marks. It's all sorted out.
Uh-huh.
Free speech. Free AI needs free speech as well. Can't be bothered with our inputs, our political biases. Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't say that poem. I'll say this poem instead.
But can AI be stopped at this point? Since there's so much funding.
I don't know that it can be stopped. They're saying pause.
Yeah. But if someone doesn't do it, someone else will. At this point,
if someone doesn't do it, someone else will. Mm-hmm. Isn't that the beginning of everything terrifying? Nuclear bomb. If we don't do it, mm-hmm, somebody else will. The start of everything terrifying. Mm. If we don't dump all this crap over here, somebody else will. If we don't make this completely destructive, attention sucking social media, somebody else will. Somebody else will. If we don't sell it, somebody else will.
Pausing it is a weird one. Just delaying it. instead of somehow canceling it, it's just pausing it.
Somebody in the chat here says Italy banned ChatGPT. Is that true? Elon Musk, along with a number of tech executives and experts in AI, computer science, and other disciplines, in an open letter published Tuesday, urged leading artificial intelligence labs to pause development of AI systems more advanced than GPT-4, citing profound risks to human society. The open letter issued by the nonprofit Future of Life Institute. Ooh, interesting name. They're basically suggesting that, well, you can understand the alternative, mm-hmm. what the alternative might be. No future for life, human life. Counts more than 1,000 signatories, including Musk, Steve Wozniak, Stability AI CEO Imad Mostak, and Sapiens author Yuval Noah Harari.
You're a big fan. You dabble.
I listened to the audio book. Actually, I think I read that book.
Did you?
Just straight up read it. Mm. I think I might have straight up read it. Wow. That was a different era of my life.
Yeah.
Here's a book. I think I'll read it.
You had an armchair?
Here's a book. I think I'll read it.
With some tea?
Now there's...
And a robe?
A football hitting me in the head.
Yeah.
Read it. Boom!
Why the football?
Boom! Hey, I was just reading over... Boom! 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 Goo! 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 I was just gonna put on some light music and... relax in my corner over here. It's just gonna
put on a vinyl.
Oh yeah. I was just gonna watch the steam exit my mug for a bit, and feel a little bit cozy. That's what I was gonna do. Boom, 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 boom.
Football to the groin.
It hits me usually. It hits me in the temple here.
Yeah. That happened recently.
No.
Okay. No.
It's a metaphorical football to the temple.
Yeah.
And then you sit there and you say to yourself, you know what? You're right. You look at the football as it lay on the floor post-temple impact, and you say, you know what? You're right.
Yeah.
You know what? You're absolutely right.
Temple's throbbing.
You're absolutely right, football.
Uh-huh.
I'm an idiot thinking... That this is more important, that I should be watching the steam exit my mug for the next decade. You're right, football. Should probably live instead. That's what I'm going to do. AI systems with human competitive intelligence can pose profound risks to society and humanity, as shown by extensive research and acknowledged by top AI labs. Should we let the machines flood our information channels with propaganda and untruth? Should we automate away all the jobs, including the... the genie's out the bottle. The genie's out the bottle. Harry Potter Balenciaga. The genie's out the bottle.
How do they collab?
The genie's out the bottle.
Mm-hmm. It's too late? Oppenheimer?
Genie's out the bottle.
Mm. So, would you sign this open letter? Would this help? It's got 3,000 signatures.
They don't want my signature. They don't care about my signature. They got Elon and Wozniak over there. They don't need mine.
That doesn't seem like a lot, eh?
Well, do you have to be like... Wait, click on it. Click add your signature. What is this? You have to be somebody? Oh, you don't even have to be. You don't have to. Yeah, signatories list slowed due to high demand. We have collected 50,000 signatures.
Oh,
and hope signatories will be patient as our vetting process tries to catch up. The high profile signatures near the top of the list are all independently and directly verified. They want to verify these signatures.
Gotcha.
I don't know. It's kind of weird. Look at this list. Politicians and CEOs and co-founders and founders and university professors, directors. So we're not, we could put those things in our names if we wanted.
unbox therapy influencer?
No, no. Like I'm saying, you can. You're like anybody can say.
Will.
Direct. Like, you can. You can be director of something if you want.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's not going to change anything.
Well, good luck to them. Hopefully this, you know, this letter will be put into like Congress or something. I don't know. Let them see it.
Yeah, yeah. Congress will figure it out.
Well, hey, that's our line of defense at this point.
Hey, Congress, AI, sort it out. Hey, Congress, can you sort out AI for us?
Yeah.
Congress is like, yeah, well, we're going to look into it.
Uh-huh. It's just berating for 5 hours. Sam Altman.
Oh, my God. Isn't it true, Sam? This image, this text was generated, Sam? Sam's like, it's really not a thing that we can completely control here.
Yeah.
Who the hell is going to put the genie back in the bottle? Nobody. I don't think Elon can do
it. I think he'll do better than the TikTok CEO.
Listen.
In Congress.
Oh, you're talking going back to Sam?
Yeah. Have you listened to the Freeman podcast with him?
Big Sam guy.
He's very careful with his words.
You're big on Sam.
I think so, yeah. He's, it just seems like he's just at a point where he can't make a mistake at this point.
You're huge on Sam.
I wouldn't say that, but it was a good talk. The Lex Fridman podcast one.
Yeah.
It's a good talk.
So, genie in the bottle or genie out the bottle?
Definitely out.
Oh, definitely genie out the bottle. Yeah. Will Smith, right?
A blue genie.
Will Smith.
No.
He's the AI genie. Of all of our future.
That guy? Eating spaghetti?
Did you see that?
Yeah, I posted it up on Slack.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, give it to us right now.
Oh.
This is everybody's future. This is your choice. Okay, listen. You either get Will Smith eating spaghetti for eternity, or you can come visit Sierra Azure, where everything is beautiful and fine. Oh, this is your chaotic alternative. If you decide to exist in the open realm, the terrifying and chaotic future open realm of the internet and society at large.
That's never not funny. Oh, it's so ridiculous.
Man. Will Smith eating spaghetti generated by model scope text to video. Yeah. It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's just wild stuff. Yeah.
I had to breathe there. That was a lot to take in.
Yeah. Engineer adds wires and USB-C to AirPods, making the most advanced ear pods ever. Wow, they won't.
Because why not?
Crafty. Crafty bunch. We just had the USB-C AirPods on the Unbox Therapy channel. Go check that out. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
On a short. And that was from Exploring the Simulation. Was it him who did this as well? It was.
Yeah.
So he did a follow-up here. He's like, well, all right, I'm all about this USB-C. I'm all about these Apple products. People seem to like it. And so he goes, what if we just did them both wired?
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the wireless ones and put the wire back.
You don't need the case anymore.
Which is kind of like the opposite of, have you seen those YouTube shorts / TikToks where they go up and they snip the wire and then someone's listening to music?
Oh, yeah.
And the person, hey, man, what the hell?
And then they give them AirPods.
Yeah. So this is kind of like that, I guess, Will.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. This is
in reverse. In reverse.
Mm-hmm. But there's fun to it. It's like hacking, really developing something that's like super minuscule. Takes a lot of skill.
Right. And I mean, arguably, like, are you going to have better sound quality, maybe?
Why? You think there's like a...
You got a wired connection.
A built-in DAC or something?
He might DAC it up. Ken Pillanel has previously made USB-C iPhone, which sold for $86,000, followed by USB-C AirPods and AirPods Pro. That's the one we were just looking at. However, they had a port on the charging case itself. The new project brings the USB-C connector to the actual AirPods, adding wires to wireless earphones. He did this because the batteries on his AirPods had gone bust, and for YouTube. He ended up damaging one of the AirPods while trying to replace the batteries, converted them to wired earphones as a commentary on the widely criticized repairability of AirPods. No doubt the average person is not going to do this. iFixit gave AirPods and AirPods Pro a 0 out of 10 repairability score. So, yeah, e-waste galore. But in his case, he's repurposed them. And they actually look kind of cool, but
like
a
giant thick cable.
Yeah, well, I mean, they look kind of cool, right?
Yeah.
And I don't know. They're not going to be really useful for you with an iPhone, obviously, because it's a Type-C, unless I guess you get an adapter and adapt it, and that's kind of annoying. But yeah, if those go into a USB-C phone, sure.
Yeah.
Go for it. Tesla teases a new product referred to as Cyber Vault.
Uh-huh. I want to make sure this wasn't April Fool's.
Okay.
But apparently it wasn't. Like, is this an actual thing?
Well.
Huh?
Listen, man, I know we took a couple of days off here.
Yeah.
Apparently it is a Cybertruck-inspired box with an integrated EV home charging for the Chinese market. Weren't we looking at something that was shown off in the Chinese market? Oh, yeah. We were looking at that little flap on the back of the Cybertruck.
Yeah. To keep your fishing rods.
Yeah, but then it was in their official magazine, but you couldn't really order it, and everyone was skeptical, and I'm still skeptical. As reported last week, Tesla is testing the launch of a new product called CyberVault in China. Today, the automaker fully unveiled the product, which it refers to as the Tesla CyberVault Home Charging Service Package. It weighs 13 kilograms and adopts the Cybertruck design language. The product is integrated with a protective outer box and charging equipment to meet the customer. So it's like an outer box to make your charger look cooler or bigger. Well, Porsche does that, but it seems a little odd. Do you put this on the outside of your house, maybe, to lock it up so people don't use your electricity? Maybe. That's the case.
It looks pretty cool.
But isn't that just the mobile charge kit? That's not very fast charging over there. That's very slow charging, right?
It's actually pretty quick. It's not too bad.
Oh.
If it's... in like a NEMA.
Oh, you're talking about with the right adapter.
Yeah.
I see that. Interesting. Tesla CyberVault charging pile, cables with 30 meters, a successful survey. Oh, this is what you need to be able to get this package. Yeah, I don't know. When you consider, it's not a bad deal, actually. Tesla's selling the CyberVault for around $800 USD, obviously after conversion. Okay, there's a video and everything. Tesla Asia. I don't think it's a prank, Will.
you were suspecting it was.
But this video went out on April 3rd. You can't be pulling pranks on April 3rd.
I know, yeah. It's pretty close to it.
Oh.
But yeah.
It's like a locker. It has one of those, like, you've got to put in a code. It's like a locker. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's just weird. We're getting all these Cybertruck stuff, and the Cybertruck's not even there. Mm-hmm. Like, you have a Cybertruck locker for your Model Y. I don't know. It's kind of weird, no?
Yeah. I think they need to just finish the Cybertruck.
Okay.
Everything else should follow.
Let's do that instead.
Yeah, can we?
It's not $900 for the locker, is it? Like, you're also getting the charge equipment in there as well, right? Yeah, you're getting whatever. And you're getting the install. 12 months warranty on the installation work? I don't know. Whatever. Cybertruck stuff before the Cybertruck.
Okay, so this one is actually an April Fool's
thing. Isn't it a little late for April Fool's one?
It is, yeah. But I just figured because of this article was written and developed so well, I feel like we should talk about it.
Go ahead.
So Elon Musk shocks the world with plans for new Twitter HQ on Alcatraz Island. And this was by Arctizer. But you can kind of see every image here was created by Midjourney. And it's done really well. I mean, you could see Alcatraz.
Come on, you weren't buying this for 10 seconds.
No, not
seconds.
For a second.
Yeah.
But you can kind of see like how someone could generate images and write like a full story and actually could be convincing. Maybe not this story because it's so outlandish, but maybe a more subtle, nuanced story.
Hmm.
But you can kind of see Twitter HQ built on top of Alcatraz, this rendering.
Yeah.
And you could see the schematics of the building itself. Talk about the spaces in which, you know, people work in.
Oh, yeah, it still looks like a jail on the left there.
Yeah.
They just, like, if you put big enough, comfy enough green chairs, it's like, it doesn't matter, it's a jail.
Uh-huh.
The walls are still jail-like.
And to make it, like, a unique space, it's, like, it's kind of convincing to a certain point. And then Elon just kind of, prisoner.
Yeah, yeah. They love
That's when it gets a little
They
weird.
Love the celebrity prisoner.
Yeah.
That's their favorite thing.
Especially a rich person.
And then, well, most celebrities are, but.
Yeah.
And then I don't even know, because when we were trying to goof around with certain names, they were like, no, you can't do that. And the guy who did the Trump arrest stuff, he got banned.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think it's one of those ones as well where it's attractive because you're kind of not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. For me, it's tough because it's so unbelievable. I wish they did a slightly more realistic. It's fun.
Sure.
It's fun, but I want to see something fleshed out that I would perceive as being slightly more feasible. But I get it. I get it. April Fools, you kind of have to be over the top, or otherwise people get really mad.
Yeah.
People kind of believe it, and they go and spread that story around. And it's a fine balance between believable and unbelievable. And you should, at some point, without having to get to the very bottom, be like, wait a minute. That's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the first time, renewable energy generation beat out coal in the U.S. But experts say, don't celebrate just yet. Such a headline.
Yeah.
Such an internet headline. I wonder if AI came up with that headline.
Probably.
You're like, hey, ChatGPT, I need a headline. Last year, U.S. renewable energy electricity generation, surpassed coal for the first time, according to newly released federal data. The report marks a major milestone in the transition to clean energy, but experts say that much faster progress is needed to reach international climate targets. According to the Energy Information Administration, a federal statistical agency, combined wind and solar generation increased from 12% of national power production in 2021 to 14% in 2022. Hydropower, biomass, and geothermal added another 7% for a total share of 21% renewables last year. The figure narrowly exceeded coal's 20% share of electricity generation, which fell from 23% in 2021. It's hard to believe that coal still represents 21% in 2022.
And I always think of coal miners for some reason.
Well, think about coal. You think about a coal miner, don't you?
Yeah.
You think about like a, I don't know, like is on one end of the spectrum when you imagine renewable, you might envision, I don't know, solar or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end of the spectrum, when you try to imagine the opposite of it, or if you tried to imagine not renewable, That might be Cole sitting there,
yeah,
staring back at you. Filthy old Cole.
Ugh.
Old-fashioned Cole. Like, uh-huh. Sitting in a room with a bunch of coal.
Breathing it in.
Yeah. However, there's a lot of countries which have probably, it's probably a much larger share than 20%, I would guess. I don't know about a lot, but probably others. The report found that fossil fuels still dominate the country's energy mix. Natural gas remained the top source of electricity in the U.S. Share rose from 37% of electricity generation in 2021 to 39% in 2022. Yeah. Well, it's so... I mean, this gives you some kind of idea of like the total percentage of the thing, but then it's also cost. It's what is actually feasible, what's available when you need it, how do you manage and deliver all these different things, how do you store it when you've got extra and
infrastructure.
It's a lot of other, there's a lot of aspects here that need to be considered.
But it's a good sign.
See, somebody in the chat here says U.S. coal is very clean. So there you go, you know.
Okay.
Well, anyway, it's politically, you want to, if they want to celebrate something and get elected and stuff, then they got to be using the word renewable at least every, I don't know, 4 or 5 sentences.
It's like saying something that's organic.
You got to be every four or five sentences. Yeah. Like what they decided that was the correct amount. They've been trained. Google Assistant might be doomed. What? Get out of here. Now this sounds like April Fool's. Division reorganizes to focus on Bard. Oh, Assistant becomes Bard?
Yeah.
Google Assistant makes no money and hasn't released hardware in 2 years. Well, when we were talking about Amazon the other day, and it was like, yeah, the Alexa isn't making any cash either. I get it. I don't know how you monetize these things, but at least in Google's case, you feel like you were training something and they were somehow...
Because you're getting inputs, and those inputs can potentially be very valuable in the future.
But anyway, maybe they're thinking now that they've seen what happened with OpenAI and Microsoft, it's like, oh, we should take this whole team and sort of figure out a different way to work or rebranding or make a sort of pivot of sorts.
Yeah.
Google Assistant saw 8 major speaker/smart display hardware releases in 5 years from 2016 to 2021, but the hardware releases seem to have stopped. The last hardware release was March of 2021, which is a full 2 years ago. 2022 saw Google remove Assistant support from 2 in-house product lines, Nest Wi-Fi and Fitbit wearables. And 2022 also saw a report from the information that said Google wanted to invest less in developing its Google Assistant voice-assisted search for cars and for devices not made by Google. Google Assistant's drive mode was shut down in 2022. Google Assistant's duplex on the web feature was shut down in 2022. One of Google's Assistant Core's unique features, Reminders, is being shut down in favor of Google Task Reminders soon. And Google Assistant has never made any money. What about you? But doesn't that sound like it might? Wow. And Amazon Alexa is in the same boat. It loses $10 billion a year. I mean, this stuff is extremely expensive to develop and maintain. And yet you can't really figure out the monetization strategy here. Like, is it really that much of an enhancement to people? And we always talk about Apple, too, how we're like, why is their voice assistant so crap? When are we going to go to voice? When is stuff going to be better? And then ChatGPT marches in. Their OpenAI marches in there. And they're like, eh.
Yeah.
You see people who replace Siri with it, and all of a sudden their responses are so much more comprehensive.
So much more full.
And you start to think to yourself, whoa, yeah, do that. Why haven't you done that, Apple? Why aren't you doing that, Google? And maybe that's sort of what we're seeing here, is they're saying this stuff is so innovative, we're working at this the wrong way, and we're spending so much money anyway, let's just move these people to go look at this thing over here.
Yeah. I feel like them branding Bard instead of like just having Assistant, I think that might be a mistake. Just having like a completely different naming convention as a chatbot, where I feel like Assistant is just the Assistant. And whatever improvements of the chatbot could be embedded into the name brand assistant.
You're talking about conventions.
Yeah, you don't want to be saying, hey, Bard.
Talking about naming conventions.
That's not cool. Assistant is actually like the term, right?
In the future, the AI stuff, it's all assisting us. That's the idea. At least that's the sales pitch. It's assisting you.
I'm just hung up on the name, really.
Well, I usually get hung up on names, too.
Yeah.
I'm not... The Bard thing hasn't grown on me at all.
Or even ChatGPT.
And I sort of have somewhat positive feelings about assistants, so I agree with you. But I just... It is interesting that they kept thinking, well, we'll just sell hardware, dedicated hardware. It was like, no, I'm not going to use it like that. Like, I just want to see it integrated more, and I want to see the responses more rich and detailed, and people will start using it. But it just hasn't seemed to take off. Mm. And it is interesting to see, like, maybe this AI thing will change that.
Yeah. Speaking of AI.
Oh, my God, Will. Holy, after this whole show, after everything we've been through.
A buddy of mine sent it over. Ooh. I figured we should talk about it.
Oh, boy. All right, read the headline then.
Oh, okay. Man ends his life after an AI chatbot encouraged him to sacrifice himself to stop climate change.
Uh-oh. Hang on a second. This was posted when? April what? I'm sorry that I have to keep doing this, but like you picked a lot of outlandish headlines
March
here.
31st. It's real, dude. I looked it up.
You looked it up?
Yeah.
To what extent?
I did some research. Asked GPT.
To what extent you looked it up? A Belgian man reportedly ended his own life following a six-week-long conversation about the climate crisis with an artificial intelligence chatbot. According to his widow, who chose to remain anonymous, Pierre, not the man's real name, became extremely eco-anxious. He found refuge in Eliza, an AI chatbot on an app called Chai. Eliza consequently encouraged him to put an end to his life after he proposed sacrificing himself for the planet. Without these conversations with the chatbot, my husband would still be here, the man's widow told Belgian News. Pierre, who was in his 30s and a father of two, stop it.
That's how they get you, right?
Worked as a health researcher and led a somewhat comfortable life until his obsession with climate took a dark turn. What can you really... Yeah, I guess if this is people's feedback and this is their interaction in the future, you're going to have to really wonder. Because it is one of those weird dilemmas. It's like, the Tesla is driving autonomously. It can either choose to slam you into a wall or run over the dog. Mm-hmm. And it's like, neither is perfect. Which is the more moral of the two? Which is the least amount of damage? Mm-hmm. Like, okay, in that circumstance, what does it do? Should it slam you into the wall or kill the dog, Will? Mm-hmm. Answer it.
That's like the iRobot movie.
Go ahead, Will. Answer it.
I don't know.
You don't know?
Wait, say that again.
The car slams you into a wall, certainly killing you, or it plows over the dog, killing the dog and saving you.
Oh, man. The dog being Otis? Oh, it got dark.
Jeez, man. It's a hypothetical.
I would like to survive.
No, but I'm saying, what should the car do if you're the programmer of such things? Mm. The car obviously can't slam you into the wall. It has to make that call.
Yeah. You know, it's based on percentages. But in this case, with like the chatbot, it's only getting inputs. So there isn't like a safeguard where it can just stop. It will just keep on answering. So yeah, it just kind of like brings it down to like a even darker hole.
It's an interesting one. Should the car always protect the passenger? It's really interesting. Life for a life. What if the dilemma was the driver dies, but three people are saved on the outside of the car, or six, or 12, or whatever, however we, but they're not the owner of the car. They're not the master of the car. Ooh, AI questions. Mm-hmm. Well, in this case, this AI, I guess, you're saying this is a real story that presents this situation, this dilemma of the human being a burden to the planet, and therefore convincing this outcome. I presume there's going to be some sort of court case now. And then there's others saying you can't blame AI for this. This is not what it was designed for. And you've got the co-founder of the company telling Vice that efforts were made to limit these kinds of results, and a crisis intervention feature was implemented into the app. Yeah, terrible. I don't know. This is exactly what people are afraid of, is that, but could, you know, other people are also dangerous. Other people you're chatting with can ruin your lives. It's just when new technology emerges, we have our questions and we focus on it. And
we tend to dig deep.
Rightfully so. Yeah. Rightfully so. We start to push at the extremities, figure out where those seams burst.
Yeah.
And they will burst.
Mm-hmm. On a lighter note,
GTA 6 to feature crime-free mode.
This was April 1st.
That's definitely 100% April Fool's. But
there are crime-free modes.
I actually like this April Fool's.
Okay.
This is a good April Fool's, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because I think there's a market for this. When I see the guy on the lawnmower, like lawnmower simulators, farming simulators.
Peaceful.
They exist. Those games exist.
Yeah.
It's not like Twitter HQ on Alcatraz. Those things exist.
Mm-hmm.
So if there was a crime-free GTA, it could maybe find an audience. Maybe not the teenagers or whatever else. Or maybe even that. Maybe even everybody. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Dude, I think it does exist.
I think it's just funny that it's called Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah. Hence the name.
Crime-free mode sounds hilarious.
But, you know, even in previous Grand Theft Autos, you can be a taxi driver, not commit any crimes.
No, but there would be crimes still going on. There'd still be like...
Yeah. That you don't commit.
No.
You kind of just drive your
passenger. But this says crime-free. I mean, it could just be a completely peaceful world.
Can you imagine?
GTA Online or Red Dead Online's passive mode, but it'll completely change the face of the game. Weapons will be inaccessible, violent actions such as attacking civilians. This is the retirement community I was talking about inside your headset.
This is you.
This is what it is.
You can live here.
This is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speed limits on races. Caught up in a gunfight, you should run. Oh, so there will still be crime. No, I'm seeing a crime-free, entire crime-free version of it.
Yeah. Utopia.
Anyway, yeah. That's obviously April Fool's. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Gotcha, Will.
All right.
Here is what $30 million of Funko Pops going to the landfill actually looks like. Oh, my goodness. Nightmare Before Christmas, Harry Potter, and others getting shredded. What, did they get contaminated or something?
They couldn't sell them. What? They made too many.
What?
Apparently, yeah.
Earlier this month, the pop culture collectible company Funko announced it was going to throw $30 million worth of pop figures in the garbage because its warehouses were overflowing with excess stock. Images are beginning to emerge of unopened boxes full of Harry Potter-themed Funkos and more. Wow. I don't know about this story.
Do you collect any Funkos?
No, I don't.
No, eh?
No, I don't. But I find that hard to believe that there is no... I mean, you could walk around to retailers and just be like, hey... Couldn't they just call their retailers and be like, we got an excess? Or do they feel like they're going to diminish the value too much? It's possible, but...
But, yeah. If there is such a big excess of, like, Funko Pops, and no one wants to buy them, the stores aren't going to buy them.
Been at this for weeks. Funko is having Pops shredded and destroyed by the truckload. This was a video. Okay, show the video.
This is not the video.
There is no video?
Not on this site.
Just pallets full of Funkos. I don't know. I don't know what the reason is. Did they admit to it is what I'm curious about, because I find that really hard to believe. They told Kotaku the pallets are brought in on trucks one after another and then dumped into giant shredding machines. The debris that's left over is then sorted to either be recycled or sent to the landfill. The boxes in the one image are all Jack Skellington Santas from Nightmare Before Christmas. Trashing them and making more later is apparently cheaper than finding places to store them over the next 8 months. Real estate crisis.
They are kind of big, eh? Like, just the box itself. And if you have, like, you know, 1,000, 10,000, it's quite a lot. It adds up.
I don't know, Will.
Yeah.
I'm just going to keep saying I don't know in this circumstance. There could be some reasons for this. And without the company commenting, it's just hard to know. Sure, we've got, in this case, a couple of boxes. They come up with the figure, say, I mean, it's not more than a couple of boxes, but then you come up with the figure $30 million. They were sealed from the factory. They showed up at a landfill in Washington. Yeah. Well, I'm sure this type of stuff happens. The scale of it is questionable, but it does go to show you, like, the margins on these things are pretty wild. It's cheaper to just make them again,
yeah,
than to store them. Maybe that's so many goods that we're interested in.
Maybe.
Last night, the Spotify app talked to me for 2 hours. My one-sided conversations with Spotify's new AI DJ pose a question: can a corporation or a robot, for that matter, be a guy? So this is Spotify's AI, has their own AI now.
Yeah, it's the DJ. Mo and I were talking about it, and you know, they have like a playlist set, and in between the songs, it would kind of like spit some facts for you.
How's it
sound?
About
the song. It sounds pretty good.
Like a person's voice?
Yeah. It was very upbeat, and I heard that it was like a male voice. It was pretty good.
It was a pop-up with a green circle on a blue background asking if I wanted to try the new AI DJ. It's really great to be here with you. I'm Xavier, but my friends call me X. Okay, I'm out.
Just delete the app.
I'm out. And from this moment on, I'm going to be your own personal AI DJ on Spotify. Yeah, I'm an AI, but listen, I don't set timers. I don't switch on your lights. I'm all about music, your music. I know what you listen to. I see the Lejadu sisters there, which is an artist that was in the recent. So I'm going to be here every day playing those artists you got in rotation. Going back into your history for songs you used to love. And I'm always on the lookout for new stuff too. Just push your boundaries a little bit. I'm done with this guy. Will, I'm done with this guy.
You don't want to hear him?
My name's Xavier, but my friends call me X.
Okay.
I got some cool suggestions for you, but you kind of need to widen your horizon a little bit.
I don't think this is a bad idea, because most of the time, if you're listening to radio...
Oh, damn, that's a real person.
It's going to be...
Oh, no. Xavier X is a real person. Oh, my bad. My bad. Sorry, Xavier. I thought that was an invented thing.
Well, there's an AI component to it.
No, I know, but I thought they invented the whole thing. And I'm guessing Xavier doesn't sound anything like what I just did. I apologize, X, for all that.
But it's using his voice.
And if my name was Xavier, I probably would be X too, because that takes a while and it's a little complicated on the Starbucks mug and everything else. But I'm sure they gave him the script at least.
Yeah.
I'm sure they went over to Xavier and they're like, we approve this script. And he was like, oh, okay.
Uh-huh.
And then, I don't know.
Well, his voice is a voice model.
Somebody says, LOL, he does actually sound like that. No, come on. Really? Are you sure? Are you sure?
Hold on here. Maybe we can play a little bit of it. I'm not too sure. It might be music, though.
Hey, Max, what's going on? I'm X, and from this moment on, I'm going to be your own personal AI DJ on Spotify.
No, I didn't sound like that. I had a different guy. I was playing a different guy. I was playing like more surfer, sort of.
All right. But it's also very upbeat. I don't mind this.
Okay, keep going. Keep playing. Keep playing it.
It's probably going to play a song. I don't want to. Go.
Been on a summer song kick lately, so I went back for some of your old summertime favorites. See if it warms you up.
You know what it is? It's just I don't really. Yeah, I don't know about all this. Just in general.
You don't.
Like, there's some reason why I feel apprehensive about it or why it just feels so persuasive and I don't know. I don't know what it is. I don't know that I'm going to... And especially in this case where it's trained on an actual person.
Uh-huh. What if it's like...
Maybe that's the right... They say gimmicky. Someone here says that rebranding this as an AI DJ seemed gimmicky at best.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe it does seem sort of gimmicky. Uh-huh. That I'm kind of playing your corporate game. Like, we're all so cool. Like, aren't we all so cool? Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah, all right. If some people like it, that's fine.
All right.
I just don't think I'm going to be having that interaction, personally.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try it. I'll try and get back to you guys.
Yeah, Mo I think likes it. He's the thumbs up. Maybe just one thumb up. I'm not too sure.
Well, let's people in the comments. You go ahead. Let me know. Is that what you want? You want the AI? You want chat to the AI DJ, or what do you want to do?
Uh-huh.
Or the real DJ that it's trained on, or that's actually scripted, or whatever it is. A man tracks a stolen suitcase using Apple AirTag and finds the suspect wearing the clothes.
Yeah.
Ooh. You're the guy. I know for a fact you're the guy. The guy what? What guy? What are you wearing?
You have my pants, man.
It's good. It's
you're
good.
Wearing them.
This is good, Will. This is better than the last one. This is good.
Would you
tell me something? Show me something. What do you got?
Would you
is this the guy?
Him? Yeah.
Reed said he noticed that baggage claim that his luggage was missing. Now he looks, he probably has some items in that suitcase which are distinctive because he got the shades, the hat, some accessories, chain. Because I don't know, like my clothes are not even distinctive enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where I would, from across the way, be like, that guy's wearing my, I guess if the AirTag brought me there, that's close enough.
Yeah.
But you would want to be certain. Hey, that's him. It's like, I don't know, man. My stuff is pretty plain.
Uh-huh.
Could easily be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
It's $3,000 worth of items. Los Angeles, it was on a flight from Los Angeles and was left waiting for his suitcase. Man, three grand in the checked baggage is a little intense as well. But I guess you put the AirTag in and you feel like maybe I'll figure it out. So this perpetrator was wearing his jeans and his shirt. And this is the perpetrator right here. Craig Nelson was charged with theft after the traveler and cops located him inside the airport with the stolen bag and the clothes on. Well, that's weird.
Maybe he was cold. Maybe he needed some warmth.
Reed tracked the bag until it arrived at the airport and then filmed himself confronting Nelson. I'm going to the baggage claim and that's all. I'm trying to look for my luggage. I'm standing there for like 30 minutes or so. I'm not seeing it. Eventually, I pull out my phone because I have an AirTag in the luggage. A traveler then uses a tracking device and alerts the cops when the bag starts moving in his direction. He tracked the bag until he arrived at the airport and then filmed himself confronting Nelson, who he described as homeless. Oh, well, yeah, I don't. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, $3,000... AirTag, it's not a bad deal.
Lying on the floor before, but it's, yeah. You have my shirt on. That's insane. My shirt and my jeans, he says in the video. Why don't we watch the video?
Let me try to find it.
Like, they don't want you to watch the video. That's what it is.
No.
They're like, read our article instead of watching the video. And then they're like, and watch 7 ads before you see our video.
Yeah, there's no link for the video.
That doesn't even make any sense. It's all referencing a video. Oh, wait.
What?
Go back to that. It's at the top. The video's playing right there at the top. But it's big time.
This is...
It's playing right there.
Oh.
But it's like going to be big time copyright claim, whatever. So.
Yeah.
Because they've wrapped it in WSB TV, 75 years on your television. Exclusive news report coming up at 7.
And I can't even scan it. Yeah.
I'm going to Sierra Azure.
Magenta?
Yeah, I'm going into Sierra Magenta land for my retirement now because of WSB 75 years, 4 ads, video playing above in the banner.
Yeah.
Unscrubbable. Yeah. Giant meatball of extinct mammoth unveiled in the Netherlands. This was like a genetically engineered meatball, right?
Mm-hmm.
Using mammoth DNA. That is so ugly looking. Like there's nothing. Why does it have to be a meatball as well? Like, did somebody actually eat it? They got the fork and knife beside it.
I think it's just to show that it can be eaten.
And it says right away, this is not an April Fool's joke.
Yeah.
Don't even start with me.
March 29th.
Like, we know it's March 29th, but don't even start with me. Cultivated using the DNA of an extinct woolly mammoth, unveiled on Tuesday at a science museum in the Netherlands. Is it cooked?
It looks like it's cooked and glazed with something.
I don't. Cultured meat as a food is not regulated in the EU, and the creator of this wants to change that. An Australian company by the name of Vow, promising it was not an April Fool's Day joke. We wanted to create something that was totally different from anything you can get now. All right. Are you going to be the first to take a bite, Will, or what?
I'll give it a shot.
You're taking a bite of a mammoth.
I'll take a hunk off.
Really? Since the mammoth's DNA sequence obtained by Vow had a few gaps, African elephant DNA was inserted to complete it. You're eating elephants now, Will? Is that what it's come to?
I mean, I would try it. I want to see what a mammoth tastes like. I'm curious.
Its protein is literally 4,000 years old. We haven't seen it in a very long time. That means we want to put it through rigorous tests, something that we would do with any product we have to bring to. I think it's going to be interesting what happens to you afterwards in the bathroom there.
Mm.
Or maybe you just go straight to the hospital. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll see. But you've agreed to it, so I'll get in touch with the company.
Yeah, can you? Just real quick.
We'll get everything set up for you there, Will, in 2023. Because you get everything you want here in Sierra Azure, your retirement community of choice in the virtual realm on your Apple headset or whatever. Thank you very much to everybody joining here today. Appreciate it. It's going to take us a moment to get back into groove. Maybe tomorrow we'll actually start the stream when it starts, because the best part of the stream, you guys missed it.
Yeah, we had a really great talk.
The best part of this show was not even live until I said to Will, hey, Will, this is not even live. He said, yeah, it is. I said, yeah, it is.
The button was red.
He said, yeah, it is, loser. I was like, why you gotta call me? I'm just
idiot.
Feeling like it isn't live right now.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't, sure enough. It wasn't. So anyway, we'll do better. We're gonna do so much better tomorrow. We're actually gonna broadcast when we think we're broadcasting. You guys are the best! See you tomorrow.